I'm back. This morning's message is entitled Spurs. Are they useful or are they just decoration? You know, everybody knows what spurs are and they know what they're used for, right? I don't need to explain that they're used for horses, you know, to encourage them to give the pressure. They go on your boots, of course. You don't put them, they're not earrings. Though I have seen, you know, women with little bitty spurs hanging off, but not these big ones like this. You know, these spurs are one of a kind. They're unique. They're not unique because I'm holding them. They're unique because there's not another pair like this anywhere in the world. Because every pair of spurs that you see is different. It can be different in the type of metal that's used, the imperfections that go into it, whether it's made of just plain flat iron, a file, stainless steel, made out of gold. It doesn't make it all kind of imperfect. You can get initials on them. You can get the shank is different on a lot of them. Some of them's got a longer shank. Some of them's got short shanks, depending on how long your legs are. The rowel is different on every other pair you see. The spur straps are different, but the actual spur itself, they're unique. There's not any like them anywhere else in the world. Each one is different. When the metal worker, the master worker who actually started making these spurs, he sat down and knew that these spurs had a purpose. A purpose that they were intended to be used for. They weren't going to be used to dig with. They weren't going to be used to be decoration, I should say. They were made for a purpose. In Genesis 1:27, it says, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them." Also in Matthew 28:18, it says, Jesus came and told His disciples, "I have been given authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You know, as Christians, we were made for a purpose. The purpose that we are supposed to be living our lives for is for Christ. You know, spurs, though, they were made to encourage a horse, like I said, and so that they'd give to pressure and everything. But the thing about a spur is they can be just for decorations. I've seen in homes where I saw one in a home yesterday where they were used as a door knocker, to knock on the door to let you know they were there. I've seen them for used as towel racks. I've seen them for toilet paper holders. I've seen them just to sit around for decoration, just to look good, to be like a paperweight on somebody's desk. You see them hanging on the wall. But that's not what they were made for. They were made to wear and to use on a horse. We were saved by the grace of God for a purpose. That purpose is to tell others the way to get to Christ. Our purpose is to live a life to where that when people see us, they see Christ in us, and it wants them, it draws them to Christ. You know, spurs aren't cheap. They can cost a lot of money. You can get some cheap ones, but depending on what they're made out of and who makes them, the actual maker of them, they can go up to $1,000 a pair. $1,000. They were bought with a price. They're not free. The price that we have for our salvation was the death of Christ Himself. His death is what it cost for us to be able to go to heaven. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, "For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." Spurs were never intended to be used for decoration. They were mainly and always used for the purpose of put them on your boot and use them. You know, when you put a pair of spurs on your boot, after you wear them for a while, you forget that they're on. They become part of your foot. And as you ride the horse and as you go along working with them, you just forget that you got them on there because they're doing their job. They're doing what they're supposed to do, and they become very comfortable on you. There's guys that walk around with their spurs on all the time, and they just forget to take them off. It's more convenient for them just to leave them on than it is to take them off. God didn't save us so that we could just come to church when we felt like it, to serve Him when it was convenient for us. We were made to serve God, not ourselves. You know, I said these are unique, and there's not another one like them. Well, just like you, you are unique. When God made you, there's not another one like you anywhere in this world. Now, there might be someone out there that looks like you. Somewhere, they say that you've got a twin somewhere in the world that looks just like you. Boy, I feel sorry for the guy that's my twin, I tell you. That poor sucker. You know? I mean, but somewhere in the world, there's somebody else that looks like me. But is he me? No, he's not. Because I'm me. I'm him. I'm the original. And he's himself, whoever he is. Joe Bob or whatever his name is. Clem. I don't know. But you are unique in that there's no one like you. Someone may talk like you. They may look like you. But they're not you. God made you. You're special. And there's not another one like you. And he made you for a purpose. You know, there's people out there in this world, people that you know that only you can reach for Christ. Only you. I can talk to them till the cows come home, and they will never, ever trust me enough to accept Christ. But because you are their friend and they know you, they're going to trust you more. They're going to trust you when you tell them about Christ. They're going to trust you when you tell them what Christ has done for you and how He saved your life. How He saved you from hell so that you can go and spend eternity with Him. Only you can tell the person that's out there that you're friends with about Christ. Now, if you don't, that doesn't mean that that person may never hear about Christ. Because if you don't, if they're supposed to go to heaven, God will send someone else. But it's because of you, He made you to be that person. Each and every one of us are supposed to be telling others about Christ and what He has done for us. We are to be useful. We have a purpose. You know, it's a hard question to ask ourselves. Are we being used by God this morning? Is he able to use us? Are we allowing us to be used by God? Are we presenting ourselves for service for the Lord? Or are we like a pair of spurs that are nothing more than decoration, that sit around and collect dust? God, if you're willing to be used by God, God will use you. And he doesn't have to dust you off, because no dust collects on something that's moving. Think about it. No dust. Now, you might get a little dirty getting out there and doing it, but you're not going to be collecting dust because you're going to be moving. God has a purpose for you, just as the man who made these for me had a purpose for them. Are you going to be a dust collector? One of God's things that you have, he has to just say, well, I saved them. They are saved, but they're not serving me. So he has to move you out of the way every once in a while and dust you off and dust where you're at and put you right back, because you're really not doing anything for him. Or are you being useful for God? It was a hard question I had to ask myself this week. And every time I turned around, I knew that this was the message, because every time I turned around, I'd see some different use that people were using for spurs. There's pictures of them on the wall. They make paintings. There's just all kind of things that God just kept saying, this is the thing. You know, Jesus used analogies all the time when he preached to people. He talked to them, and he used little things like this so that they could understand. God is bringing this morning to ask you, are you collecting dust, or are you serving him this morning? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your many blessings. We just thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, that we have to just come out and worship you and hear your word. We just thank you for all the blessings you give us, all the healing that you perform. We just lift up all these folks, Father, that are hurting. Father, that there's folks here that need you, that do not know you as their Lord and Savior. I lift them up to you this morning, Lord, and just give them the desire, Father, to seek you out. And they would not leave this place, Father, this building, before they find out how to become a Christian, how to receive you as their Lord and Savior. We just thank you again for all your blessings and for your healing and for all the folks that are here visiting this morning, Father. We just thank you for them. Everyone that came out, I just ask that you just bless each and every person that's here this morning sitting in this church, Father, that you just give them a special blessing on their life, on their families, Lord, their jobs, everything that they do, Father. I just pray that, Father, you would bless them this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. If you're here this morning and you are visiting Common Ground Cowboy Church, we want to say welcome. We've got a box back there that you can fill out a form. It just gives us your name and everything and how to contact you. And just thank you for being here this morning. If you're looking for a church home, Common Ground is a great church full of a lot of great people that serve the Lord. And if you're looking for a place to serve, you're here. We just want to say thank you and welcome. I hope y'all have a blessed day. And we do have our date. All the team leaders, we're going to have right after church, we're going to have our calendar meeting. So be sure and stay for that. And don't forget about the ladies' cowgirl get-together in the back, all the ones that are going next weekend. Thank y'all and have a blessed day.